What's up, girls, gays, and theys? Welcome to The Thought Topic, a comedy podcast about surviving your 20s. And honestly, we could all really use some fucking help. It's me, Christian, your thought therapist, here to help guide you to the best of my thoughty knowledge on all things adulting. So, let's get it, shall we? Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Thought Topic. That's right, it's The Thought Topic. We're in way too deep now, so that's just what we're gonna go with. It's me, your girl, Christian, aka Chrissy, aka Fresh On, aka Little C, aka Baby Sanch. I've never referred to myself as that on this show, but I'm here, your host. Hi, welcome back. I hope you guys are all excited. I hope you had a great week. I'm super fucking pumped for my guest this week. Miss Juliana Hirsch is here. We are getting into body positivity.
We're talking about healthy relationships with fitness and health and destigmatizing everything that you have learned about or were conditioned to think about yourself and your body. So the tone of this episode is going to be a little bit more serious, but as always, we like to keep it light. We like to throw in our thoughty tips, even in the like nuanced, insightful information we have. So that's what I have in store for you guys today. I don't want to take up too much time, but before we get into the episode, of course, we have our typical announcements. Please, please, please check out our Patreon support if you can. The link to that is in the episode description box and on our Instagram and social media bios. Also, submit a thought tale. You can find the link to that in the same areas. So that's all I have before we get into it. I also have a quick story I want to share. This is, again, a little bit more serious, but I think because I have a platform, I should say something about it. So today is Thursday. I recorded this episode with Juliana last week, and it's the 8th of April. And obviously, unless you've been living under a rock, there has been a lot of things in the news recently about hate crimes against Asian Americans. And I, as someone who really values activism and just like supporting marginalized groups of people, I've tried to educate myself more on how to support Asian communities, especially like here in New York. And elsewhere in like my hometown, how to help my parents and people I know from my home community be supportive. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday I went to my favorite nail salon in Manhattan that I like to get my nails done at. And long story short, there was a man who came into the nail salon I typically go to and was harassing the women that work there, who are all, of course, Asian women. And he was yelling racial slurs at them, saying really like just gross over-sexualized things like, where's the pussy at? Where's the pussy at? And just like mocking them. And they handled the situation themselves. But I mean, I tried to like step in and say stuff to them, you know, like, are you guys safe? Are you okay? And they were like, yeah, we're okay. We're like, we're fine. Don't worry about it. And so I ended up tipping them really well because, I mean, obviously you should always just tip well to people who, provide like good service to you, but also because I think it's important to, if you are someone, especially like a white person, white passing, whatever you like call yourself, you should use your privilege or maybe like your economic status to try to help support people in a marginalized position and especially their businesses. Before we transition into our chat with Juliana, I just wanted to say if you are someone who wants to do more or is capable of financially supporting any organization or you want to learn more about this movement, I'm going to link some resources in the episode description box and on our social media pages. The Instagram I've been getting a lot of my resources from is at Stop Asian Hate. Most of the activists that I follow on Instagram also follow and support this page. So they're super credible. They have some great resources. And I think anyone who is in a position of power or has a lot of privilege in society should just do everything that they can to educate themselves and help other people feel safe. So I just wanted to bring awareness to that. So yeah, do your part. Be a good citizen. Be a good ally. Not even just to be a good person, but because it's what you should do. I hope that makes sense. Savannah, does that make sense? Guys, speaking of... quick transition. Savannah is in New York City now. Sav, say hi.
Hi.
Oh my God. Guys, Savannah moved into the apartment. So we have the Thought Topic apartment together now in Manhattan. You're going to start seeing a lot more content live because of our new living situation. Also, this is the last week that audio quality will be absolutely shitty. We have new equipment and we're leveling up, we're stepping our pussies up, and it's gonna be way better. Anyway, so just wanted to say that I know it's a heavy subject, but it's important to talk about. It's important even if you feel like you have already heard so much about it and there's already so many negative things going on. There's a reason that we are talking about these things right now, you know? So let's be smart, let's use our platforms, let's use our privilege to help other people. Don't be selfish. If you see something bad happening, step in, see if you can help, you know? Anyway, just wanted to say that. That's my two cents. But let's get into the episode today. I hope you're ready to rock y'all bodies and feel good. And we're taking a new perspective on it. So y'all, without further ado, here is Juliana Hirsch. Hashtag Jules is fit. Juliana, hi.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome to the Thought Topic, baby. How you doing?
I am so fresh and so clean on this Saturday morning.
Yes. Oh my God. Live on a Saturday morning. It's a miracle that I'm awake right now. Typically on a Saturday morning, I am struggling in my bed. I'm unconscious. Usually at this hour, I'm waking up and being like, wow, I need water, I need coffee, and going outside sounds like probably the worst idea to me. So this is a change of pace as of recently, I guess.
Yeah, I am. Well, we had a really great week here weather-wise, and I was going to go like live my best life outside. But Philly said no, so here I am.
Whenever it's above 65 degrees, it's just like act up clown time for me.
Oh,
so
for sure.
Yeah. Like I'll leave work at 5 p.m. on Friday or like 6 p.m. and be like, oh, it's 70 degrees. Time to get naked and go drink in my neighborhood. So,
I have a fire escape, but because I'm trying to manifest my dreams and live the life that I'm want to live, I'm
yes,
calling
please.
It my patio.
Yes, please.
It's the patio because I said so.
I love that. Wait, I'm going to make my fire escape a patio now too. Oh, I'm like, this is my balcony. This is not a fire escape.
Exactly. I've never been there, but I know it's a patio.
Anyway, so hi, welcome to the Thought Topic. I said in the intro that we're talking about body image and fitness and like our relationship to those things. And as long as I've known you, I've loved your philosophy and outlook. You have definitely influenced me to have a healthier outlook on that. So we'll get into that more later. So why don't you introduce yourself, let the thoughties know who you are, where you're from, your story. Yeah, do your whole thing. Go.
Cool. So I'm Juliana, 25 years young. I'm from Chicago, born and raised in the city. If you're from the suburbs, you know how I feel about you. Okay.
Yes, let them know.
So I went to college in Michigan for musical theater. I went to Western Michigan, and that's how Christian and I met. We met through a mutual friend. I saw you in Violet, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, I love that show. I love the music from that show. Yeah. So Juliana saw me when I was in the ensemble of this musical called Violet. So if y'all thotties aren't familiar with it, it's not as super popular. It's fucking beautiful. I'm sorry, my BFA trash like persona is coming out right now because I fucking love that show. Anyway, so yeah, that's when we met.
So yeah, that's how we met. And then I moved to Philadelphia shortly after graduating. And I've been here ever since. I am a certified personal trainer.
Yes, ma'am.
And I work mostly with artists, particularly theater artists who have struggled with body autonomy and the toxic standards that the industry has put on them.
Yeah.
So for instance, like you and I can attest to this in our own way. People who play ingenues, which is like the young, naive, innocent woman mostly.
Like the leading lady.
Yes.
Like love interest type, sure.
Yeah, the soprano, the main female character, whatever.
Yeah.
And then people like a leading man, like the big burly cowboy man, have a lot of pressure to look a certain way in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason for that, because if you're an actor, you should be able to act the part. Really, has absolutely nothing to do with how you look, you know? We don't talk about this enough, and that's why I'm here. I want to talk about it. Let's start talking about it. And coming back to exercise and fitness in a way that you enjoy. I'm a strength trainer. I teach people how to weightlift and work with weights and stuff. And there's so much stigma also around that part of the fitness industry. It's like, oh, I have to look a certain way to lift weights. Well, no, you don't. Who said that?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you listening to them? No, that's stupid. Yeah, do whatever you want and do what makes you happy. And I'm here to teach people how to do that.
Okay, that's fucking cool, first of all, because I can definitely attest to the fact that like when you work in entertainment, period, you have this pressure to just like be fit. And sure, like while our culture has been changing, I think over the past couple of years on what the ideal body type is, ultimately, it's always like you have to be thin to be cast in roles or book or be seen just even as attractive, you know?
Yeah.
And so I am so glad you're here today to kind of help destigmatize that and how to be healthy and find your own fitness journey in a way that has nothing to do with like how conventionally attractive you are supposed to be. Thotties, if you're listening, I'm sure everyone, no matter where you are or what your body type looks like, everyone feels that pressure. Oh, I have to be skinny and I have to like look a certain way, right? I know for me, growing up, my experience was always, I wanted to look like, I was obsessed with America's Next Top Model as a teenager. I loved that show. I have watched every single episode. Yeah. I know, you know, if you grew up in the early 2000s, you fucking have seen every cringy ass episode, Tyra saying every problematic thing, in the books, but still love her. So I was obsessed with that show. And so I've always been just kind of like a thin person. Like that's just how my body is. And watching that show, I wanted to be like those girls. I was like, oh, I want to be real thin like that. Like I thought it was so cool. And like, that's the ideal body type. It definitely created a negative stigma in my own head as I like got older and worked in entertainment and started like going to auditions where people would talk about my body or look at my body. And as I like took dance training and things like that. So that's my personal relationship with it. But I know so many other people who aren't even actors, who like my sisters or friends or specifically women who still feel subject to that just because it's so ingrained in our culture.
I think it also is important to mention that body types are not a trend.
It's
not trendy to have a certain type of body.
Yeah.
Also, what is a certain type of body? It's like your body is your own and that's really all it should come down to.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned like America's Next Top Model. Like that's not a coincidence that you wanted to feel like that, like in the 2000s, you know, and Carrie Bradshaw always, I use the Carrie Bradshaw, like Sex in the City reference because she always talked about like, oh my God, it would suck if I had an ass. It would be terrible. I'm just going to keep smoking cigarettes and drinking white wine. And that's
yeah. Like,
and then in the 2010s, it was like, oh, you need an ass to be sexy. You need an ass to like be attractive.
Everyone wants to be a Kardashian. Totally.
Right. And now we're kind of moving past that. It's still very in the beginning stages, but like icons like Lizzo and people that are just existing on this planet in a way that that they want to live their lives is like okay, now we're talking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in terms of like working in entertainment, my friend told me last night a story about a friend of hers who was working on a cruise gig, and he auditioned for a part where he would have to take his shirt off. And they said, are you comfortable like taking your shirt off? And he said no to the gig because he knew how much work it was going to take to like keep his body looking a certain way. That's just trash in my
opinion. Right. Like you can't, like the fact that you're going to turn down a job, or you have to turn down a job because you would just like mentally be traumatizing yourself just to like look a certain way. Yeah. No, it's not for me, love.
Yeah. 0 out of 10. Zero out of 10
would not recommend that. I just want to touch a little bit more on your career and like you becoming a personal trainer. So if you could let the thotties know, I know that I haven't had a ton of experience working with a personal trainer. I did do a training session with Juliana and it was so fun, and I was so sore after, but I felt awesome. So why don't you tell the thotties like what is the benefit to having a personal trainer, and what is unique about like your philosophy or approach versus other trainers? Like, I know we just talked about body image, so I'm sure that has something to do with it, but why don't you, yeah, let us know. What do you think?
There are so many benefits to having a personal trainer. And I think slowly but surely, we're also getting away from the idea that like, oh my God, trainers are so expensive. Like I have to be a bougie bitch to have a trainer. It's like, not really. And the
it's benefit- like more accessible, right?
Yeah. I'm starting to think of it like a therapist for your exercise. Like it's definitely more accessible nowadays. And there's less stigma around like the results you're going to get from having a personal trainer. Because the way that I look at it is I'm not having people weigh themselves. I'm making progress pictures optional for people because I know that it could be really triggering if you're recovering from an eating disorder or have suffered from body dysmorphia. I don't know about you. I barely look in the mirror anymore just because I'm by myself a lot now with the pandemic and being single now. It's like I'm in my house all day. So, but I still go to the gym and it's not about how I look, you know? So
that's so funny because... Maybe it's because I'm a vain ass bitch, but I think I look at myself in the mirror more because I'm home more versus like pre-COVID, I think, when I was out and about, because I'd just be like, all right, my hair looks good. I feel good. Whatever. I'm out of here. Whereas now that I'm home more, I'm like, ooh, like, let me really feel myself, you know?
Well, I think there's a difference between like appreciating how you look in the mirror and body checking, which is what I used to do all the time, which is like, looking at myself for like my flaws and like, oh, is my butt getting bigger? Oh, are my shoulders getting bigger? Oh, is my, like
you call it. So that's body checking. That's what body checking is. Okay. No, I totally used to do that. Like right now I would say I really like physically where I'm at, but I know there have been times before where I would go into the mirror and be like, after I just got done working out and be like, okay, do my abs look, are they more prominent now? Do I look like I've lost weight in my thighs? You know, like, okay. Yeah. No, I'm totally victim of doing that. I think it's so, for me, it's so ingrained that maybe it's like a little bit second nature. I don't think I do it as negatively now as I have in the past, but yeah, body checking is definitely, I think, an issue for a lot of people.
Yeah. The last thing I want to say about my philosophy is that everyone has the right to move their body properly, which could be an affirmation if you think about it. Like you have the right to know the feeling of moving your body the way that it was supposed to move. I don't really do bodybuilding. I don't really do CrossFit or like all of that stuff. I do more functional strength training, which is 6 key movements. And then you spread it out from there. It's really a squat, lunge, hinge, push, pull, carry. And then we move your routine around based on all of your other goals.
That's exciting. Oh my God. No, that I love that. I love that idea or that concept, because everyone, despite your body, what it is, if you're able-bodied, if you're not, you have the right to for movement as like a basic human function. And so I know that there have been times before where I guess I wasn't conscious I was thinking that way, but I was almost disciplining myself by being like, oh, I don't deserve to like work out today, or I don't feel good about working out today.
because I don't know, I feel like bad about myself. And so I don't want to get up and like go for a run or anything, you know? So I love that idea of knowing that you have the right to treat your body to movement in whatever way that, or whatever way you're capable of. I know we touched on this a little bit, but what has your relationship been to fitness and body image, and has it changed at all? I'm just curious about that.
Sure. So I can give you the whole story if you want.
Yes. Give us the story. Give us a fucking tea. Hello.
Yeah, hi, I have tea. Okay.
Let's go.
So it's a story like many others who grew up in the time that we did.
Yeah.
Younger millennials, like on the edge of Gen Z, whatever you want to call it, but.
Zillennial. That's what I say.
The cusp people.
Yeah.
Is how I feel. But anyway, so I was bullied in high school, not in high school, in middle school. And I was too young for that kind of bullshit in my life. And I took control of the only thing that I really could, which was my body and my eating habits. And it was very unhealthy for a 12-year-old. 12-year-olds should not be dieting, period. Mm-hmm. And so I did Jillian Michaels videos, and I was working like squatting and doing my knees and all of this like really intense like cardio. And then in high school, I was kind of got away from that because I was active in different ways. I was in choir and I did show choir and I did the plays and I was all over the place. So like it wasn't as much of a priority, but don't you worry, I still hated myself.
Yeah. I felt that.
And then in college, I thought you might. College, I went to school for musical theater, and it starts there. So you go to the gym with your friends because you think you're supposed to, and you go on and off for like a year, and you're like, no one knows what they're supposed to do because everyone just says go to the gym, and then you're like, okay, now I'm at the gym. What do I do at the gym?
yeah, girl. Well, I've told you this before, like, and I'm gonna tell the thotties right now, there are times I go to the gym, I'll do like one thing and be like, I don't know what else to do, and I'm annoyed, I'm just gonna go home, and I'll only be at the gym for like 20 minutes.
Right, like, and I've been there too, and I'm like, you know what, I didn't plan this out, I'm gonna go. But anyway, you know, you're also dancing and you're walking around campus and you're active in other ways. I graduated in 2017 in December, and I had a friend, shout out Nick Smith. So he was like, okay, Juliana, I know you want to be more active and get fit. I'm going to take you to the gym 5 times a week for a month. And you tell me you don't want to go back. And we did that. And here I am today. When I started to reap the benefits of regular exercise, it really did change my life. And, you know,
in what way?
Well, even though like back then I still might not have been doing it for the right reasons, my stress went down. Like I used to wake up in the middle of the night at like 3 or 4 in the morning for an hour and then just fall back asleep all the time. That stopped when I started working out. I'm sure like most of the thoughts out there, we struggle with depression and anxiety.
We're depressed bitches.
Yeah. That's not a concept that's new to anybody. It definitely, you know, it didn't cure my depression. Okay. But it definitely helps on a daily basis.
Okay. Can we talk about that real quick? Because I feel like there is such a stigma with exercise that people are like, okay, yeah, if you're feeling sad, just go to the gym and you'll get endorphins and you'll feel better. And I'm like, okay, there have been like, girl, I'm mentally unwell. Like going for a run is not going to fix my fucking problems. Okay. I want to affirm you and like celebrate you for fucking saying that. Cause I hate it. I used to hate it when people would say stuff like that to me. And it would help a little bit. Like it would feel good to like get outside and move your body. But I would just be like I've fully gone on runs before. And in the middle of the run, I'm just like crying because I'm just like thinking my mind is elsewhere and I'm trying to distract myself by running. And so I think that's such a common misconception.
I don't know about you, but I still have trauma that I need to process. And going to the gym is not going to solve that.
Right. Like that's why, and that's why I think you saying like exercise is therapy for your body and therapy, like regular therapy, that's for your mental health, you know? So it's about like, there is definitely a correlation between your physical health and your mental health for sure. But you can care for both separately and understand that relationship.
relationship, I think.
It really clicked for me during quarantine. I had a lot of like mental health issues going on and relationships in my life that needed to be tended to on a serious matter. And when I started dealing with those things, my physical health declined and I wasn't going to the gym. I also had a falling out with my personal trainer because our visions, my goals didn't really align with him anymore. And I didn't have my workouts made for me every day anymore. And so it was a lot to balance. It was a lot to like, okay, what do I prioritize? What's more important right now? My mental health.
What advice could you give to someone to help them feel empowered when they're working out?
Oh, music.
Music. Like, it's all about the like playlist and the mood.
Oh, for sure.
What's your go-to like list? I mean, we got Thought Anthem, baby. Like we will do this, but like what's your genre? I feel like a lot of people like rap, R&B. Me, I am obsessed with house music. So I typically work out to house music because I'm a little club rat.
No, I usually listen to a lot of like upbeat pop. So like Lizzo, Beyonce, and then some. And then also like there was a time I listened to the live Homecoming album on repeat for like 5 months. Like,
oh my God.
When it came out just at the gym, I was like, boop, that's it. That's everything I need.
Okay. That live Homecoming album, I would listen to everywhere. Okay, Juliana. So I want to shift gears a little bit because we are a sex and dating podcast. You know, we're thotties here. So I want to ask you, do you think people's body image can affect their dating or sex life? Is that something you felt or experienced? I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I feel like if you are actively on dating sites or like actively meeting new people, like you're already feeling very vulnerable and very exposed and like nervous. If you've suffered from like body image issues, that's going to flare up at a time where you're like nervous and feeling jittery. And like, if you like the person, especially, it's like, do they think I'm attractive? Do they think I'm this? Do they like my body? And hopefully they're affirming that for you. You have to love yourself. Okay. Do you watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot. Like you
fucking
can
love RuPaul.
Yeah. You already know what I'm going to say.
I don't love RuPaul, but I love the show.
It's the fracking for me.
It's the fracking for me, love.
Yeah. The show. I live for the show. And RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how are you going to love anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Active self-love has to happen before or like while you are dating, because you're not going to get that from anyone else if you can't get it from yourself.
You know, it's complicated because the idea that you have to love yourself before you can love someone else, it's more nuanced, but it's also so simple because you don't have to show up in a relationship or show up when you're meeting someone, your 100% best self. Right. You know, I think that sometimes people make the mistake of like, okay, after I do this, after I work on myself and I get my dream body, it's over for you hoes and I will get my dream partner and blah, 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 blah. And the same way that you go to the gym, you just show up at as you are that day. Same concept with relationships. I know for me, when I have felt more insecure about whatever, maybe my career, my body, like whatever facet I was feeling insecure with, I found myself being attracted to or in kind of like romantic situations where I also felt insecure. It's something that's kind of difficult to recognize because in the areas that you feel like you are lacking, you try to compensate by having someone else validate it for you. And that I think that's why this whole concept of like, you have to find ways to make yourself feel fulfilled and make yourself feel good instead of expecting someone else to do it for you. It's just a way of protecting you from more hurt to come, because ultimately if you don't have that love or validation for yourself, you're just going to be disappointed when Chad from Apple Theta Pi can't fucking give you the verbal affirmation that you need, girl, you know? Right.
And I do want to just clarify, like, I'm not saying you have to love your body. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you have to love yourself. I know my worth no matter what I look like, because mm-hmm. my worth has absolutely nothing to do with how I look.
Yay or nay question for you. Working out with your partner, yay or nay?
Hate it. Nay.
Hate it. Nay.
Not for me.
Nope. Okay. Here's my thing. If you're dating a toxic person, If you're dating a partner that has a different philosophy to working out than you do, probably not a good idea. If you're dating a partner or someone that you have a similar philosophy when it comes to fitness, then great idea. You know, I think it's the same with friends too.
Exactly.
Like I have certain friends. I have one friend who's super into fitness, but she will not ever work out with me. And I used to really take it personally because I was like, why? And she's like, honestly, I just get so distracted when I work out with other people. And then I start getting really self-conscious because I start comparing myself to the other person and it creates a really unhealthy competition. And I just like, I love you and I respect you. So I don't want to do that. It was really hard for her to be honest with me about that because I love working out with other people. I'm always trying to invite my friends to go to fitness classes with me, or I'm like, oh, there's this Zoom yoga, let's all do it together, you know? And so I get why that might be hard for some people, but that's a tangent that I just, I don't know. I think I've also dated people before who've had different philosophies when it comes to fitness than I do. And it would cause a fight.
Yeah. Well, I will say, like, I would love to take fitness classes with people, like go to like a yoga or a Pilates or something. But when it comes to like a workout that I've scheduled and programmed for myself, I'm doing that on my own. Mm-hmm. I will go to the gym with my partner, but I'm doing my own thing. I'm not doing anything with you. I'm not. No. But I'll go with you so that we can get lunch after. Like that's.
Yeah. One of my exes. If you're listening to this, sorry, babes, but him and I used to go to the gym together, and it was when we were both unemployed. So we had all this free time and we were like, we're going to go to the gym and put in some fucking work. So we would go to the gym for like 2.5 hours and we would just fight the whole time because, well, we had such different philosophies about working out. Like I would be like, okay, this is too much weight. Like I need to stop. And he would be like, no, you can do it. You can totally do it. And I was like, no, I can't. I need to stop. I need to do less weight. And he was just like, Christian, come on, like push yourself. And we would just argue, or I would be like, you know, when you were saying that to me, it really upset me. And he was like, I wasn't trying to be a dick, you know? I mean, in hindsight, maybe, but it's so funny because I know bystanders at the gym would see us arguing, like full on having arguments at the gym. And they would just be like, it's really not that serious. And you guys have been here for like 3 hours, just go home. And like afterwards, I'd be like, oh my God, I got such a good workout in. And he's like, yeah, me too. And then we're like, but at what cost, girl? Cause we just fucking argued for 2 hours.
You could have been done in 45 minutes. Okay.
We could have been done. We could have left.
Yeah. You could have just gone to Chipotle down the street.
I will say something, especially, okay, this used to happen more pre-pandemic, you know, but guys would ask me on like a first or second date to go on like a fitness date with them, right? They'd be like, let's go to yoga together or let's go for a run. And I was like, what the fuck? No, I don't know you. I don't want to go for a run with you.
I don't want you to see me like all tomato faced. I get so red when I'm doing cardio, especially. And it used to.
Yes, Caucasian.
Yeah, I know. But it used to super, super embarrass me. But that's why I wouldn't go on a first or second date that's exercise related. That's so icky. Ew.
I kind of like the idea. Okay, this is a little raunchy, but I like the idea of like having sex after we like work out together.
Yes.
Like that's fun for me. My same ex that we used to fight at the gym when we wouldn't go to the gym and we just go for runs together, like we would definitely do that. And it was so like hot and fun. But
shower sex, not to mention shower sex.
No, right. How do you feel? Okay, how do you feel about shower sex?
It depends on the height difference.
Okay, that's the real tea. Because everyone's always like, shower sex sucks, or it's overrated, or some people like fucking love it. I kind of feel the same way. I also feel like it depends on the shower, if I have somewhere to place my foot, if I can sit down. New York City, you encountered lots of different kinds of showers. But anyway, do you have any like thought specific type workouts or recommendations you can give? Like, for example, I'm pretty flexible. And I hate saying that because everyone's always like eyebrow raise. Yeah. But anyway, I'm like decently flexible. And I always used to say to my friends when we would go to like, if we work out together or if we were starting dance class and we were stretching, I would be like, y'all, if you want to get your middle splits, just like be on top during sex.
I was like, work those hip flexors, those hip flexors, those inner thigh muscles. So do you have any thoughty workout recommendations for our listeners?
I mean, the more you go to the gym, the more stamina you have, even if it's strength training, you know, not just cardio and like all of that. It's like, no. You can hold your own. Hold your own. Oh, I ruined it. Anyway.
I think too, I always had the like common misconception that like, I have to go to the gym and do a ton of fucking cardio. And it wasn't until even just like in the past year, I've really changed my mindset about my own fitness where like now I'm much more like strength training focused. Yeah. I used to have such this idea that I'm like, oh, well, you know, I used to want to be like really, really skinny. So I got to do a bunch of cardio. And like, I find now I have much more stamina now that I'm more focused on strength training versus than like just running miles and miles and miles. And I still enjoy going for runs, but it's funnier now that I've noticed in my body, like I run less frequently, but when I run now, I can go longer than I used to be able to when I was running every day.
The wizardry that is strength training, like
literally
you're going to pick things up and put things down your entire life, regardless of whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm. Like I posted on my Instagram story a couple of days ago of me picking up all my groceries in one go.
I saw that. And I was so impressed.
Well, and if you have a serving job, if any of you thotties are servers out there, mm-hmm. you're like, wow, I can really hold 5 plates at once now. Okay. I wonder if that's because I work my upper body.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes into play.
I think the biggest takeaway I'm getting from your philosophy is that you should do movement that makes you happy and that you enjoy versus movement you feel obligated to do. I think that is like the biggest mindset shift I've had, especially during the pandemic, where, you know, I started off in March of 2020. I was like, oh, well, we have all this time at home now. I'm going to train really hard. I used to be such a big runner. And I was like, I'm going to run every day. And I wasn't giving my body a break. And surprise, surprise, I got shin splints and my Achilles tendons were like fucking being destroyed because I was running on pavement like 3 to 4 miles every day after I hadn't ran in months. And I mean, I know the day I got shin splints too, because I ran like 3 miles and my mile average was like 7 minutes and 11 seconds, wow. Which I was like fucking lit. But then I was like, oh, I can't walk.
Couldn't walk home. Awesome.
Couldn't walk home. But, yeah. So I was like doing all this movement because I was like, well, we're stuck at home. So I have to make sure I'm like moving my body. And then as like quarantine went on, I was like, no, I think I'm going to do stuff that just sounds fun to do. And that was the biggest contributing factor to changing my mindset about my body and why I love my body more now versus like body checking and being like, oh, I wish I was skinnier or I wish my arms were a little bit stronger. I used to have this like toxic mindset of being like, oh, well, if I'm ever going to be on TV, I have to have actress arms, which like I'm an actress and I have arms. I have actress arms. I don't have to have big biceps to be on Netflix, you know? And so I know it's such like a slow burn when it comes to shifting the mindset, but it's so liberating to feel like you don't have to subscribe to this same idea of, oh, being thin equals being healthy.
Being thin has nothing to do with your health. Just like being fat has nothing to do with your health.
Say it again, baby. Oh,
yeah. Like maybe we could all just, I don't know, possibly exist the way we are now.
What a concept.
I know. God forbid women would just be allowed to exist. Anybody, really, because we all feel pressure and the patriarchy affects everyone and doesn't help anybody.
I mean, I have a lot of guy friends who are into fitness who are also performers or actors or whatever. And they have experienced just as much like issues with body image and eating disorders because they're like, oh, well, I have to look a certain way and I need to like look strong or like look good when I take my shirt off, like your friend. And it's just this shit hurts everybody. That's the whole point, you know? Okay. So lastly, I want to ask you, what is a thought tip and or your biggest advice to feeling confident on your fitness journey? If you can leave the thotties with one last sentiment about feeling good in their bodies, like what do you want them to know?
I would say know your why. Know why you are doing this. Know what aspects of working out and exercise makes you feel better, makes you feel like yourself, whether it's yoga, whether it's literally walking around the block, like whether it's strength training. What are those things that bring you joy, and stick with that and build from there? And then the minute that you are feeling unaligned from those goals, from those things that make you feel like you, take a break, reassess, maybe reflect on what's going on in other aspects of your life that would change your mindset in the gym or in your living room, wherever you're working out. And just make sure that you're always maintaining a healthy boundary. Like, don't overwork yourself. Please take a rest day. Please take 2 rest days.
Don't get fucking shin splints trying to run every day for 2 weeks.
Don't fucking get shin splints, please. Yeah. I started in March 2020 with a trainer, with a personal trainer. I hired him in January of last year, and he had me doing lots of like bodybuilding stuff. I was tracking macros with him. At one point, he was doing my meal plans, because pre-pandemic, that's what I thought I wanted. You know, I thought that I was like, okay, I'm going to get to this fit physique, and then I'll be able to maintain it for, I don't know what I thought, the rest of my life. Like, I don't know where I was going with that. But then the pandemic happened and we couldn't go to the gym anymore. And I was doing like lots and lots of sets and lots of reps of all of the stuff he was giving me to do at the gym, but now at home. And over the course of quarantine, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. This does not feel like myself. Mm-hmm. And it was affecting my relationship at the time, and not in a cute way at all. And I ended my relationship with him as a trainer in like early October.
I totally resonate with you, because I used to be like I said, I used to be obsessed with running. And now the idea of running every day, like 2 to 4 miles, makes me actually want to die. Like, I would hate to do that. I just think that, you know, thotties, if you're struggling with your body image, regardless of what it looks like, or your relationship to fitness and health, it's ever evolving, and it's always going to change, and you have to do what is best for you. So thought tip, be kind to yourself, be gentle with yourself, and don't put too much pressure. So much. Miss Jules is fit. She is fucking fit. If you check her out on Instagram, body yaddy yaddy, like,
ooh,
look at the best, like, love yourself fitness advice ever. But anyway, before we wrap up the show, we gotta do our favorite segment every week, which is Thought Anthem of the Week. So, Jules, what is your thought anthem?
I am so excited to tell you. So mine is I Am by Young Baby Tate, featuring Flo Millie.
Yes, I love that song. We love Flo Millie here. Thotties love Flo Millie.
Oh, for sure. For real. Like, the poetry, the affirmations, the good vibes, the magic. It's like, just takes me where I want to go. There was a point like last month or a couple months ago when I discovered this song. I was like, I listened to it when I was brushing my teeth, when I was washing my face. It was absolutely integrated into my morning routine. It was like, yes, I'm just brushing my teeth in the morning, saying to myself the lyrics of the song, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am rich, I am that bitch. Like, what else
could you want?
Yeah, exactly.
I am an icon, period.
That's it. Bye.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. I always used to sing that Lady Gaga song where she's like, I'm skinny, I'm rich, and a little bit of a bitch. Yeah. Honestly, this thought anthem playlist that I have on Spotify that I curated for you thotties, that is what I work out to. Like, because it's all songs that from my community of people, or people that I love and I'm inspired by, that make me feel motivated. And every time I like each song comes up, if it's per someone else's recommendation, I always think of them, or I think of like, or I think of the episode that it was associated with. So, I will think of, you know, Miss Jules, when I'm like doing my dumbbell reps at the gym and being like, I don't want to do this. Well, Jules, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yay, oh, thank you. Honestly, being here.
This was so much fun. I had such a great time.
You, like I said, at the beginning of this episode, I said to you, you have been an inspiration in my life to like change my philosophy about health and fitness, because, you know, I have my own baggage about the way I thought I should be in my health journey versus like where I am and how to celebrate that. Like, I remember, I think one time I said to you, I was like, yeah, I'm like skinny and I look good. And you were like, well, it's not about like looking skinny or like being skinny Christian. And I was like, I was joking around, but I think you're right. Like, I was like, I think I like actually, it made you, it, the way you said it made me think to myself like, oh, maybe I should have goals outside of just how my body looks on how I should define my health. And I just have so much respect for you and I love your work. Danny DeVito, I love your work. Yeah. So why don't, before we wrap up, you plug anything you want to plug, you tell people where they can find you.
Sure. So right now, you can apply to my 4-week group coaching program called Performance Ready.
Yes.
Where I take you through the triple threat method. So instead of acting, singing, dancing, we go through everything we talked about pretty much today, which is how to prioritize emotional health, mental health, and physical health in your everyday life so you can mm-hmm. live a healthy lifestyle. And you can apply for that in the link of my IG bio at Juliana_Hirsch. I'm also on TikTok at Jules is Fit.
Yeah, Jules is Fit. Yes, no, I love it. I will put all the apps and a link to the 4-week program in the episode description box. So if you guys want to apply, you can go to her Instagram or just check it out in the link section in the episode description. So yay, thank you so much. This is so fun. I feel like now I should go for a run or go for a workout. I'm feeling motivated and inspired too.
Oh, good. That's what I'm here for, lady. That is what I'm here for.
Yes. And I can personally attest to, like, I did a training, like I said, I did a training session with Jules and I fucking loved it. So we had a good time.
Yeah, we did. It was awesome.
Yes. Anyway, thank you, Juliana. I'm so happy for having you, and you'll be back soon.
Ah, yes, of course.
All right, thotties, that is all I have for you this week. So I hope you liked this episode. I hope you feel inspired. I hope you feel validated, no matter where you are in your health or fitness journey. That is the main message and point today. So I hope you feel good about that. Let me know how you feel. Sound off, comment, leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, share with a friend. Follow The Thought Topic on socials. That is at The Thought Topic, and the O is a zero in thought. Our music theme song is by @SaterMusic. That is my brother. Shout out to him. If you like EDM electronic music, check him out. Thought Topic is produced and managed by @XOSavannahRose on Instagram. She is a social media queen. That is all I have for y'all this week. Get ready for this new era of Thought Topic, where we are a little less technically challenged. We're gonna hopefully be better soon. We got new studio vibes in store, and I will see you all next time. Mwah.